What went through his mind that fateful day as he stooped to wash Judas' feet? The man destined to betray the Lord, one who, though washed, would never be clean. He could have called God's wrath upon him. Instead, Jesus gently washed his feet, ladling water on each dusty one with hands that would bear betrayal's nails. Did he look up, smile a sweet, sad smile? Did Judas see hurt, betrayal there? Or did Jesus keep his head bowed low, so the traitor Judas could not see the tears the Messiah shed for him escape to drip to water below, into which Jesus then dipped his hands to lovingly wash the traitor's feet? What went through his mind that fateful day as Judas looked down at Christ's bowed head, saw the weary droop of his shoulders? Did he have to turn his face away? Did he wrestle with plans he had made, or feel contempt for the one stooped down as the master washed and dried his feet with the towel girded about his waist? How Christ's heart must have broke for Judas to lose just one, and in such a way, one who had heard and seen everything the 12 chosen ones were witness to. Still it grieves him to this very day to see a beloved child lost to sin, to see them scoff, turn their backs on him, to refuse to be washed and made clean. What is in your mind this fateful day? Will you be washed and be made clean?